Now, what we have been studying is about the birth of Jesus.
我们最近所学习的是关于耶稣基督的出生。
Here you can see the passage in Chinese. To save time, I would like to ask Pastor Joe to read it in Chinese so that our new friends can follow what I'm going to say.
现在我把第一章十八到二十五节用中文读出来。耶稣基督的出生的事情记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了给约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就是要因应主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名字以马内利。以马内利翻出来的意思就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子就给他起名叫耶稣。
So this is about the birth of Jesus. Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
刚才的经文是关于耶稣的出生的过程，他的母亲如何还是一个童女的时候就已经从圣灵怀孕。
Now let's go to the next verse. When we come to chapter 2, Jesus was born.
现在我们看下一段。来到第二章，我们看见耶稣已经出生。
And here says, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him.
第二章的一二两节，当希律王执政的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，那时有几个星象家从东方来到耶路撒冷，说那生下来做犹太人的王的在哪里？我们看见他的新出现，特来朝拜他。
Now when Herod heard from the wise men are astrologists, as Grace has told us last week.
从上次的讲经的时间，大家学到这里所谈的来自东方的博士，其实是几位的占星家。
Now when Herod the king heard from the astrologers that a king of the Jews was born, what was his response?
当做王的希律听见有另一个以色列的王出生了，他的反应是怎么样呢？
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled.
他心里非常不安。
It means he was disturbed.
他非常的烦恼。
And he was desperate to find out what's happening.
他无论如何都要发现发生了什么事情。
So he assembled the high priest and scribes of the Jews.
所以他就把犹太人当中的祭司长还有圣经的专家都聚集在一起。
High priests and scribes of the Jews are people who are well trained in the scripture.
祭司和圣经专家都是犹太人的经书、圣经的专家。
And Herod asked them, Where was Christ to be born?
希律王就问他们，基督出生的地方应该在哪里？
What did the scripture foretell?
圣经关于这事是怎么样预言的？
So the wise men, the astrologers, told him Christ was to be born in Bethlehem.
所以这几位的占星家就告诉王， 基督是在伯利恒这个地方出生的。
Now what happened next is, Herod asked the astrologers to go to look for the child, so that he could also go to pay homage.
接着，希律王就对占星家说，请你去找这个小孩，找着了，就告诉我他在哪里，让我也可以去向孩子致敬，表示效忠。
So they went away and found the child.
所以占星家就去了，也找到了耶稣基督这个婴孩。
But they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod.
只不过在夜里，在梦中，占星家就收到了警告，千万不要回到耶路撒冷见王。
And after some time, Herod didn't see them return. He knew he was being tricked.
希律王看不见占星家回来报告，就知道他被骗了。
Then what did he do?
他下来做什么呢？
Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, that is the astrologist, was in a furious rage, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem, and in all that region who were 2 years old.Or under, according to the time which he had ascertained from the wise men.
第二章十六节说，希律见自己被占星家愚弄了，就大怒，于是叫着他从占星家所问得的日子，下令把伯利恒和附近的地带两岁以下的小孩全都杀光。
So he ordered 2 years old or under.All the male children to be killed.
他下令把所有两岁以下的小孩都杀尽。
Don't you find Herod's reaction too violent?
这个你觉不觉得希律王的反应太强烈了吧？
His reaction was too strong.
他的反应太大了吧？
But what does it tell you about this king?
但是从这一点。会告诉你希律这个人是什么样的一个人。
Well, at least it seemed he really believed in the prophecy of the scripture that Christ was to be born.
那起码他是心里相信犹太人的圣经的预言的，他相信有一位犹太人的王将会出生。
Maybe he believed that this baby was going to be the king of the Jews.
或许他也相信这个刚出生的耶稣也真的是犹太人的王。
Do you think he really believed in it?
你觉得希律王是不是相信这些呢？
I'm not too sure.
我自己就不肯定。
Maybe we cannot say it for sure.
我们不能够绝对地说他相信。
But what we are sure is that he wanted to get rid of the baby.
我们能肯定的一点就是他下了决心把两岁以下的孩子，把这个耶稣的孩子消灭。
To get rid of the potential king of the Jews.
就是把将来要登上王位的这个新王灭掉。
Now what does it tell you about this king?
这样的一个举动告诉你希律是什么样的一个王。
I must first tell you something about this king, which was not recorded in the Bible, but in your history book.
为了了解希律这个人，我必须把一些圣经没有记载的，但是在历史中却有详细记载的关于希律王的为人。
Who's King Herod?
希律王是谁？
Now in history, he was called Herod the Great.
在历史中他被称为大希律。
Because he was the first Herod who had become king in Judea.
因为他是在以色列有几个都称作希律的王的最早的第一个。
This is to distinguish one Herod from the other.
称他大希律就可以分辨是大希律还是其他的另外几个希律。
Now Herod was appointed king by Rome, who conquered Judea in 63 BC.
在元前63年那年，当罗马帝国征服了巴勒斯坦之后， 他就立了这个叫希律的人为犹太人的王。
And Herod reigned in Judea from 37 BC.
从元前的37年到
to 4 BC.
到元前第四年，希律王都统治犹太人。
And the people under his kingship were called Jews.
他统治的人名叫犹太人。
Let me show you a picture. This is the territory where he reigned.
这个地图大家所见的就是当时大希律的版图。
If we compare to the present today's Israel,
当你把这个当时的版图跟今天的以色列国来比，
today's Israel has covers more land southward.
今天的以色列国在南方还有更多的国土。
In those days, where Herod, under Herod's kingship, is bounded by the red line.
So, 你看见的红色的地方就是他的统治的版图。
So besides the Israel part, it also covers a little bit of today's Jordan.
当时的领土。对比今天的地图呢，除了今天的以色列国被包含在内之外，还有一点是今天的约旦国。
And a little bit up north is Syria.
还有北方包括了今天的叙利亚的部分的国土。
So it is actually quite a big piece of land.
所以是一个蛮大的一片土地。
With his wisdom and craftiness, he gained control.I mean, he was given this title, king, and to govern this piece of land.
通过他，运用他的手段，他的狡猾智慧，他从罗马人手中夺到这个王权，统治这片土地。
Now, what had he done during his reign?
他当王的那个时间之内，他做了什么的事情呢？
During his reign, he had lots of building projects.
他大兴土木。
He built roads,
包括公路。
Cities,
城市。
Palace,
皇宫。
Fortresses,
堡垒。
And seaports,
还有海港。
If you go to Israel one day, you will be able to see some of the construction today.
一天要是你有机会到以色列旅游，你还会看得见部分当时他的建筑的遗物。
For example, this one.
这个是其中一个他的土木的工程。
It's called Antonio Fortress.
这就是叫这个安多尼的安多尼堡。
And this one is Caesarea Port.
这个叫凯撒利亚海港。
So it's a beautiful seaport.
It's a very 美丽的一个海港。
Another big project was to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem.
他最大的工程就是他把圣殿，犹太人的圣殿重建。
But this temple was destroyed in 70 BCE.
即便在公元70年，这个犹太人的圣殿被毁了。
So you won't see it today in Jerusalem.
今天你去耶路撒冷的话，将看不见当年的圣殿。
Now this is what the good things he had done.
这些就是希律王所做的所谓好的一方面的事。
But he has done a lot of bad things.
但是他做的坏事也蛮多。
And I would say evil things.
我可以说他做的坏事简直是邪恶的。
After acquiring his kingdom, he also feared for his own security.
当大希律得到王位之后，他为了自己的王位，非常的觉得不安。
He had become extremely paranoid and suspicious.
他为了自己王位的安危，他变成一个编织的一个妄想狂。
In order to secure his throne, he would kill anyone who was a threat to him.
为了保住自己的王位啊，他愿意 杀任何一个人。
And before he became king of Judea, Judea was ruled by its own people, the Jews.
当希律做犹太人的王以前，犹太人是有由他自己的同胞一些当祭司的人统治的。
The high priest was the ruler of Judea.
当时的大祭司，大祭司就是他们的统治者。
And so those who were running high priest blood were an obvious threat to him.
所以当希律当王之后，他觉得凡是有以前大祭司的血统的人，都是会威胁到他的王位的人。
And for this reason, after he gained his kingdom, he quickly killed the previous ruler of Judea.
因此他当王之后，他马上就把所有以前大祭司的后裔都除掉。
Even though this ruler was the grandfather of one of his wives.
包括他其中一个妻子的一个祖父，他也把他杀掉。
And not long after he killed his wife's grandfather, he killed her brother.
他杀了他的其中一个妻子的祖父之后，他也杀了他的妻子的一个兄弟。
Her brother was only 17 at that time.
被杀的那个人当时才17岁。
17 years old is still a child.
17岁很年轻嘛。
Herod had appointed this young man as high priest at first.
本来大希律把这个17岁的人被立他为大祭司。
But when he saw how popular this young man had become, fear and jealousy filled him.
后来他看见百姓是如何的喜欢和拥戴这个大祭司，他的内心就充满了嫉妒。
He had the young man drowned.
所以就下令把年轻的大祭司用水给他淹死了。
And because of this, his wife hated him.
为了这个缘故，他的妻子很恨他。
But he loved her very dearly.
即便他本身非常爱这个妻子。
But then later on, his mind was poisoned by slanders.
后来呢，有人对他说了一些诋毁他的妻子的坏话。
Yes, the slanders is against his wife.
对了，有人毁谤他的妻子。
So at the end, you guess what? He killed his wife also.
结果他怎么做呢？我想你也猜到了，他把他的妻子也给杀了。
And he had become so paranoia and suspicious that he eventually, gradually, one by one, killed all three sons by this wife.
他慢慢变得越来越疯了，他简直是狂了。他结果呢，逐一的把他三个这个妻子所生的孩子都逐一的杀掉。
When he became old, he also killed another son by his first wife.
他年老的时候，他也把他第一个妻子所生的一个儿子也杀掉。
Although he was the king of the Jews, he was never liked by the Jews.
虽然他是犹太人的王，但是犹太百姓从来都不喜欢他。
The Jews never treated him as their true king.
犹太人从来都把他当成是一个他们真正的王。
Because he did things offensive to the laws of the Jews.
因为他所做的事情啊，使得犹太人不愉快。
For example, after he rebuilt the temple, he put a golden eagle at the great gate of the temple.
举一个例子，当他建成这个圣殿之后，他把一个金罩的一个金鹰放在圣殿的大门口。
It was unlawful to put any image or faces in the temple.
把任何的像、人像、兽像或者人脸的东西放在圣殿里是违反犹太人的宗教的。
It's offensive to the laws of the Jews.
是违背了犹太人的法律的。
So when Herod became old.
所以当大希律老的时候，
One time, two Jewish men took the lead to cut down the golden eagle with axes.
有一天，有两个犹太的男人，鼓起勇气 跑到圣殿的大门口，用刀把这个金鹰砍下来。
As soon as the golden eagle was cut, soldiers came and caught about 40 of the young men.
金鹰砍下来之后，当时的士兵就马上把这两个以及40个人都抓住。
Later, Herod ordered them to be burned.
然后大希律下令把这40个人用火活活的烧死。
Burned alive together with some rabbis.
同时被烧死的也包括了几个犹太的拉比的老师们。
In his old age, he became very sick, both physically and mentally.
大希律晚年的时候，他健康啊，包括精神的健康都变得非常不好。
He knew when he died, the Jews would rejoice over it.
他心里这样想。他死了之后，老百姓呢肯定会兴高采烈。
So what did he plan to do?
所以想到这里，他怎么做
？Give a guess.
你愿不愿意猜一猜他做什么？
差不多 ，close.
差不多，但是不对。
close, close. My poor John, not to put them in the burial, but what did he do? He assembled the most distinguished men from every village from one end of Judea to the other.
他把犹太行省，从一头到一端到另外一端，每一条村庄里。所有的有名望的人都聚集在他的王宫。
He orders them to be locked up.
然后下令把他们关起来。
Then gave the order to execute them at the very moment he himself died.
他跟着下令，当他死的那天，他一断气就要把这些的人每一个都杀掉。
Now what's the point?
那你会想，那为什么这么做呢？
Because his sick mind reasoned that their death would dispel any joy in Judea over his own death.
刚才说了，他已经疯了嘛，他这样想，他死了之后，这批人也死掉的话，他就不可能再为我的死来高兴了。
And they will weep for the death of their own people.
那他们的老百姓就为自己的一些的长官们就哭了。
But fortunately, this order was never carried out.
幸亏他死了之后，他这个命令啊，从来就没有执行。
Because someone, for some reason, released these people.
因为不知道什么原因，有人把这些的人都放出来了。
And Herod at that time was very sick, very old.So he was actually powerless.
所以当时，大希律也老了，也很病了，他也没办法做什么。
Now I just mentioned these few things, what he did to show you how paranoid and cruel he was.
我跟你们说这些有关于大希律的，让你们能想象这一个大希律到底变成什么一个狂人呢？
Now, when you come to the scripture, when you read the Bible,
所以目的是当你们读圣经读到这一段的时候
，you won't be surprised he will done such a thing.
你不会觉得奇怪，他真的有做过这个事情吗
？He, you know, when he heard from the wise men that a new king of the Jews was born, he sought for the baby's life.
经文告诉我们，当他从占星家口中听说新的犹太人的王已经出生了，他就变得非常的妄想狂。
And he feared that some Jews might make use of the birth of a new king to stir up the people to overturn his government.
他害怕当百姓听见有新的一个王出生之后，他会鼓动起百姓的心来造反。
Now you can see Herod lived in constant fear.
所以你能看见这个王啊，每天都活在一个恐惧底下的。
He was so much controlled by fear and jealousy.
他是完全被嫉妒所支配的一个人。
And controlled by the desire to secure his throne.
他也是完全为了自己的王位的安危所支配的一个人。
Now may I ask you a question?
现在我就问大家一个问题。
Do you want to live under his kingship?
要是你的话，你想不想活在这样的一个王的统治之下？
If a country has a good king, the people will have peace and happiness.
任何一个国家，如果一个王或者首脑是好的话，老百姓都会高兴。
If a country has a bad king, the people will suffer.
如果一个国家的王是不好的话，老百姓都受害。
Now the fact that you migrate to UK from where? From China?
你们从比如说中国移民到英国这个土地来。
It's because you are looking for a better country.
是因为你想寻找一个更美好的家乡。
If you come here for foreign students, you come over here to study, maybe you are looking for a better life in future.
对大家从 来到英国留学的学生们来说，你来到这里的目的岂不是为了有一个更好的未来，有更好的教育。
For those who have already been living here for quite some years, do you like the UK?
当中你们在英国生活了很长时间的各位，你们喜欢英国吗？
Is it really a better country?
你们发觉英国真的比以前的其他地方真的更好吗？
Does it satisfy you?
英国能满足你的希望吗？
To be honest,There is no perfect country on earth.
老实说，在这个地球上是找不到一个完美的国土的。
Because there is no king or leader who are perfect.
因为是根本就找不到一个完美的国王或者首脑的。
The problem lies on man.
问题总是出自人。
Wherever there is human being, there is trouble.
人在哪里就有问题。
Because human nature is prone to selfishness and evil.
因为自私，每一个人都为自己，这个是人的本性。
I have said a lot of bad things about Herod.
我说了不少关于大希律的不好的一方面。
But Herod is not exceptionally crueler than other kings in history.
但是事实是，在历史里面，大希律这样的人，他不是一个最恶的一个王。
Say for example, in our country, the Qin dynasty,
比如说
秦始皇。
就比如说，在中国的历史里面，我能想起秦始皇。
秦始皇 was not less cruel than Herod.
其实秦始皇比起大希律也不是好很多。
So throughout history all over the world is the same.
所以古今中外在历史中事情都差不多。
History repeats itself.
所以历史是重复的。
What Herod showed is human nature.
从大希律的身上，我们所看见的只不过是人性。
What human nature?
人性是指什么？
When one comes into power, power can turn him into a monster.
就是一天，当一个人手握大权的时候，有了权，他会变成一个恶魔。
If he doesn't restrain himself.
就是说，如果他不能够自己控制自己的话
，Maybe you won't become a king or queen.
虽然你不一定就会成为一个王后或者是王帝
，Maybe you won't become a president or prime minister.
你或许你永远都不会成为一个总统或主席
，Maybe you won't become a leader of a country.
或许你不会成为一个国家的元首
，But you may become a director of a company.
但是或许有一天你会成为一个企业的一个主管
Or maybe you become
the
head of a family.
但是一天，或许你会成为一个一家之主。
Being the head of a family, you have power in your family.
作为一个家庭的主人，你有权管理你的家。
Or maybe you have your own room.
或至少你有自己的房间。
In your own room, you are the master.
把门关上，在你的房间里，你就是王。
You have authority in your own room.
所以在你的房间里，你有权。
What will you do when you are given authority or power?
有了权，你会做什么？
Wherever you are.
无论你在哪里。
Whatever you are.
无论你是什么的身份。
What will you do when you are given authority?
当你有权的那一天，你会怎么用？
Will you do things for your own benefit?Or for others' welfare.
你会用你的权去做些事情，为了自己的利益呢，还是为了别人的利益？
Everyone is trying to build his own kingdom.
其实每一个人都在建立自己的王国。
Kingdom means power, authority.
因为国，因为王国，就意味着有权、有力、有能力。
Everyone wants to secure his own kingdom.
每个人都要保住自己的王国。
No matter how big or how small your kingdom is,
不论你的小王国是小王国还是大王国，
you may put a sign on your door said no disturb.
或许你会标贴一个指示牌在你的房间门口说不要打扰。
This sign is for your parents to see, right?
这个告示牌呢是给你父母亲看的。
No entry.
不许进入。
Please knock before you enter.
先敲门才进来。
I'm not saying that this is wrong. This is right.
我不是说这些是不是错的，我不是这个意思。
Now we should always knock before we enter any room.
我们必须要敲门才进一个房门。
But what I'm trying to say is, when we all want to have our own small world.
我的意思是说，当我们每一个人都有自己的一个小王国的时候，
That we want to use our freedom to do whatever we want.
我们倾向于用我们的自由去做一些我们喜欢做的事。
When you are not under supervision.
就是当没人管你的时候，
What will you do?
没人管你的时候，你会做什么？
Will you have self-control?
你会不会有自律？
Or will your mind and your heart run wild?
或者你会让你的思想、你的心去变得疯狂了。
This is what Herod was.
因为说了疯狂，大戏律就是一个是疯了。
He was no longer, he can no longer control himself.
到了一个地步，他再不能够控制自己了。
So human nature is the same.
所以放诸全人类，人性都是一样。
When you watch the news,
当你看新闻的时候，
you will be shocked.
你会很惊讶。
Someone or someone's or the parents will be shocked.
看见新闻的父母亲也会很惊讶。
When they learn that their child, for an unknown reason.Have joined the IS.
有些父母亲突然间发现他的儿子或者女儿已经去参加了伊斯兰国。
It's unexpected. It's a surprise. They were caught in surprise.
他们从来都没想过。
There is no sign to show their children have this tendency.
那之前父母亲看不见任何的线索会这样发生。
It's because when they are in their own room,
是因为
when they are not under supervision.
这些都是因为他们的孩子在他们的房间里，当没人管，没人看见他的时候，
their minds and heart has gone astray.
他们的思想，他们的心走歪了路。
They have no self-control.
他们没有自律。
This is the problem of man.
所以人的问题就在这里。
When we are given power, we don't know how to handle.
当我们有权利、有自由的时候，我们不懂得怎么去用它。
When we are given authority and freedom, we don't know what to do.
我们有了自由、有了权，我们真的不懂得怎么用。
And most, very often, we just let it, lack of self-control to run our life.
我们说到底就是没有我们所需要的自律去过一个幸福的人生。
Lack of self-control is man's problem.
没有自律就是人所有问题的根。
So that's why we all need to be changed.
所以我们每个人都需要改变。
And this is where God's salvation plan comes in.
也因此神的拯救的计划就是所需要他，就是这个原因。
Let's come back to Matthew 2.
我们现在又回到今天的马太福音第二章的话。
There are two kings mentioned in Matthew 2.
在今天的经文里头提到了两个王。
Which two?
是哪两个？
Isn't it just one?
不是谈到只一个王吗？
Herod the Great.
就是大希律了。
And I said there are two.
但是我说这里提到的是两位王。
Who's the other king?
另外一个王是谁呢？
The Lord Jesus.
那当然是耶稣，我们的主。
Because Jesus was called the King of the Jews.
在第二章一到二节，我们看见了耶稣是被称为犹太人的王。
So there are two kings of the Jews.
所以这经文里头谈到的是两位犹太人的王。
But they were very different.
但是这两位是截然不同的王。
Which king would you like to have?
要是你有选择，你喜欢哪一个做你的王？
Whose kingship do you want to live under?
你要选择的话，你想在哪一个王的管理下去过活？
Herod the King, Herod the Great was not chosen by God.
大希律不是一个神所挑选的王。
He was evil, he was a dictator.
他是一个独裁者，他是一个恶的王。
Jesus is chosen by God.
耶稣是神所挑选的王。
And he's going to reign on earth.
他将一天，他将要来临这个地球，管理地球。
Not now, but in the age to come.
不是现在，马上就会发生，这在将来的一天。
With what will he reign?
他是用什么的方法去管理呢？
By reading chapter 2, what impression does the baby Jesus give you?
当你们读第二章的文字时候，你从中得到的是什么样的一种的印象？
What impression?
什么印象？
Anyone?
有谁想猜一下？
What impression does baby Jesus give you?
这个婴孩耶稣给你什么的印象？
He was born in the manger.
他在一个生在一个马槽。
Not in a palace.
不是在王宫里。
The wise men, the astrologers, were too wise. They went to the palace of Herod.To look for the baby Jesus.
占星家去王宫找耶稣，这样一来有点不太聪明了。
They thought a king must have been born in a palace.
他们以为做王的婴孩肯定在皇宫出生的。
But Jesus was born in a manger.
但是耶稣生在一个马槽里。
It symbolizes meek and lowly.
这象征着谦虚。
He doesn't ring. Jesus doesn't ring with iron fist.
他将来的王权不是 通过强硬的高压的手段来举行的。
He will reign with graciousness and righteousness.
他会用温柔、恩慈和公平来管理。
As we study the book of Matthew, you'll see what Jesus is like.
在下来的日子，当我们有系统的研究马太福音的时候，你将会看见。
You'll see what kind of king he is and will be.
耶稣将成为一个怎么样的一位王？
Now, just now we talked about the whole problem of man lies on lack of self-control.
刚才我们提到，人类所有的问题都出于这个缺乏自律的根本。
When Herod the king had the power,
就当大希律有了权之后。
He went crazy.
他变疯了。
He was mad.
他是疯狂了。
He killed whoever is a threat to him.
每一个他认为是威胁他的王权的人，他都会杀掉。
Because he wants to protect his throne.
因为他想保住自己的王位。
He wants to keep his power.
他想保住自己的权。
And this is where the problem lies.
问题就出在这里。
And what about Jesus?
那耶稣又是怎么样呢？
Do you begin to see the Lord Jesus, what kind of king he is?
你开始能看见吗？将来耶稣要成为什么样的一位王？
Why was he chosen by God?
为什么神要挑选耶稣？
As you may remember,Jesus always submitted himself under God.
大家一定记得，耶稣常常都顺服在父神的手下。
If lack of self-control is man's problem,
如果缺乏自律是人类的问题，
Jesus must keep this under control too.
耶稣必须把这一点做到能够有自律。
Now you can understand why Jesus always submitted himself under God.
现在大家就能明白为什么他常常的选择服从天父。
God has given Jesus authority to represent him on earth.
因为神也把大权托付了给耶稣，叫他在地球上代表神。
But unlike Herod the Great, he doesn't take authority on his own hand.
但是跟大希律不一样，耶稣从来都不会滥用神所给他的大权。
He always said, "I do nothing on my own authority."
他常常说，我从来都不做一件违反凭着自己的权利去做任何一件事情。
But speak as the Father taught me.
我听见天父教我怎么说话，我就说话。
And he do whatever the Father asked him to.
天父吩咐他什么，他就照做。
He always said to the Father, "Not my will, but your will be done."
他常常都对天父说，不要跟着我的意思，只跟着你的意思就好。
He always acknowledged God's authority over him.
他常常都承认他是活在天父的权柄下的。
He had no authority of his own.
他自己本身，他坚持是没有权力的。
He always remembered it was given to him by God.
他常常都记得他的权都是神所赐给他的。
And he chose to submit his will to the God.
他心甘情愿地选择顺服在神的权柄下。
This is the difference between Herod the Great and Jesus.
所以这就看见大希律跟耶稣基督的分别。
This is the difference between the two kings of the
Jews. 这就是两位犹太人的王的区别。
Now, that's why Jesus can be God's representative.
也为了这个原因，耶稣能够成为神在地上的代表。
And I believe he knows the danger of lacking self-control.
我相信耶稣是深深明白作为一个人缺乏自律的危险性。
I believe he knows the danger of taking authority into his own hand.
我相信他明白，如果他滥用神所赐他的权力的话，也是非常危险。
So time after time, he submit his will under God's.
所以一次又一次，他刻意的顺服在神的权下。
Now, just now, I asked, whose kingship would you want to live under?
刚才我跟给大家提问，你宁愿活在哪一种的领导下？
Would you like to live under the kingship of Herod the Great?
你宁愿活在好像大希律这样的人的统治之下吗？
Or under the kingship of Jesus?
或者是宁愿活在好像耶稣这样的一个人的统治下？
Jesus will reign with graciousness and righteousness.
一天，耶稣将会用恩慈和公义去统管万有。
Don't forget, if a country has a good king, the people will have peace and happiness.
别忘了，每当一个国家得到一个好王，百姓就有福了。
But only the king is good is not enough.
但是，单单如果一个王好，这也不足够。
The people must follow.
人民也得追随这样的一个好王帝。
If human nature is the same,
如果老百姓的人性不改，
You and I are not much different from Herod the Great.
不改的话，你我的本性跟大希律的就没两样。
Jesus must change us.
耶稣必须改变我们。
Because we'll be king too in the age to come together with Jesus.
圣经说，一天我们也必须成为与基督一同作王的统治者。
If we live under Jesus' kingship, we must be good too.
因为我们如果活在耶稣的领导下，我们也会变得好的人。
If we are not good,
如果我们不好，
will be used by Satan to resist God's plan.
撒旦就会觉得我们有所利用的价值去做坏事。
As Herod was used to resist God's salvation plan.
一如大希律被撒旦的唆摆去抗拒神拯救的大恩。
So this is my message for this morning.
今天我就是我的信息。
From Herod the Great and the Lord Jesus, we can compare the good king and the bad king.
我们从大希律和耶稣基督的身上，我们可以好的王和一个恶的王做对比。
And I hope we will make a choice in our heart to follow the good.
我希望大家从你的心里会去选择善。
Yeah, that's all for today.
今天的信息就这里就结束。
Maybe we can quiet down a little while.
现在我们大家就先安静一会儿。
After we listen to the message, maybe we can quiet down before God for a while.
我们刚听过了信息之后，让我们一起在上帝面前先安静一会儿。